We are now well into the Christmas music season. Yesterday on this program, we heard how more and more radio stations have taken to playing all Christmas music all the time during the holiday season and doing it longer. This morning, we'll dig more deeply into the business of producing the music that so many Americans come to know by heart, sometimes in newer versions, sometimes in old.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Bing Crosby's hit is the best-selling single of all time. And plenty of other artists look for holiday sales, as we're going to hear from NPR Music producer Franny Kelly, who's in our studios. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
And NPR Music critic Ann Powers. Hello to you, Ann.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. There's an incredible variety of people who put out Christmas albums in there.
Oh, yes. And this year we have two big Christmas releases. One is from Canadian crooner Michael Bublé, who gives us Christmas, a kind of a Mad Men style revisiting of classic Christmas caroling.
Santa baby, slip a Rolex under the tree for me. I've been an awful good guy, Santa buddy, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
I'm sorry, Santa buddy, I don't know.
I love it. Are you kidding? It's so Don Draper.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm trying to remember who did who's the woman who does the very sexy Santa
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
But that's the thing. People update these traditional songs. But Michael Bublé, anyway, is in this vein of that Bing Crosby kind of singer. There are other kinds of songs out there as well, right?
Well, we hear from a very popular young man, Justin Bieber, who has a new album called Under the Mistletoe. And this cut, I think it's going to blow your mind. It's called Drummer Boy.
I am a poor boy to a rub-a-bum-bum.
Gather around the mistletoe real quick.
I have no gifts to bring for rub-a-bum-bum.
Matter of fact, just gather around the fireplace. It's about to get hot here.
Oh, my goodness. And I guess we should clarify for people who may be searching for it online. It's not Drummer Boy. It's Drumma Boy with an A on the end of the word.
Yes, and that's the rapper Busta Rhymes joining him for a little holiday throwdown.
Okay, Franny Kelly, who's been listening in, what are the economics here? What motivates so many people to spend that time to do that Christmas album?
Well, what's crazy about this is that's a totally new arrangement of Drummer Boy. But in most cases, if you rearrange a song with enough creative originality, then you're going to get a cut of the publishing on that song. So in this case, Justin Bieber and probably Busta Rhymes are going to get money from the actual song. So if anybody, God forbid, you know, wants to re-record their own version of Drumma Boy,
okay,
they'd continue to make money. They'll also make money off the sales of the single when it gets played on the radio, when they buy the album. So you just continue to sell.
So we're talking here about remaking the classics, but of course people also throw original songs into the mix.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Jose Feliciano with a song from a couple of decades ago that has ended up sticking around.
Absolutely. I call it a standard now. And similarly, Run DMC created a Christmas standard in hip-hop form with Christmas Time and Hollis Queens.
If you write a Christmas song and it becomes sort of a pop hit, you make what any pop hit would make in any sort of 4 to 6 month period, which can be from $80,000 to $400,000. And then once you have a hit, if it continues to stick around, if it does become a new standard, your money starts growing exponentially.
And there's certain artists who have made Christmas sort of a cottage industry. I think the greatest example of that in contemporary times is Mariah Carey. She has recorded some classic new Christmas songs and is doing another one this year with John Legend. She is a Christmas artist almost as much as she is a pop artist these days.
Let's hear one of her songs. It's practically become a standard. I want to talk about a couple of the effects of having such a great variety of Christmas music here, and one of them is that everybody can get their own little niche kind of music served, even people who aren't necessarily celebrating Christmas.
Absolutely. Well, my family is an interfaith family, Steve, and we celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. And last year, we finally got the Hanukkah song we really deserved. The Maccabees, who are an a cappella choir out of Yeshiva University, remade the hit song by Teo Cruz called Dynamite as Candlelight.
Often my locker's in the air sometimes, saying, hey, oh, spin the dreidel.
The best thing that's ever happened.
Singing, hey, oh, light the candle.
So has the Christmas music industry become atomized the way that the rest of the pop music industry has, Franny?
I think the way it's working is it's mimicking the pop industry. I mean, so now we have the Maccabees giving that song away for free. And what they're getting out of it is a tour where they're going to make more money and support to, you know, make some more songs. What happens during Christmas is the radio starts playing less pop, more Christmas music. And so these artists that have fallen off the radio get to get back on by playing songs that put them right in the homes and on the computers of their fans.
It's also a way that we can listen to music that wasn't made this year. It takes us back in time a little bit. Holiday traditions are about connecting with family history, with the history of the holidays, and also with a musical past that perhaps we all tend to overlook during the rest of the year.
Okay. NPR music critic Ann Powers, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
And Franny Kelly of NPR Music, thanks to you.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News, which you can follow on Twitter at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. The program is produced by Nishant Dahiya and Nicole Beemsterboer. Our senior producers are Cindy Carpy and Barry Gordimer and Jim Wildman. Our senior supervising producers are Kara Tallow and Tracy Wall.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Renee's back with us on Monday. I'm Steve Inskeep.